Let the Bird Fly, a podcast about living freely in a world given back to us. I am Ziggy, and we are recording a Wing It session. With me, I have my father and siblings, and I'll let them go ahead and introduce themselves.
Hi, I am Sophie. I am in first grade at St. John's, Milwaukee.
Hi, my name is Anna. I'm in third grade at St. John's, Milwaukee.
And this is Wade over at the standing desk. I think you know my voice well enough by now. We also have Magdalene with us today. Maggie, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself? Thank you, Maggie. It's wonderful to have you here with us today, and we appreciate those insights. When we're taking a break, as school is winding down, finals are coming up for Maggie in high school. I don't know if the kids have finals at school. Do you guys have any finals?
No.
No? But I'm winding down my grading, or rather getting into the kind of the guts of it. Had the senior grades had to go in today and now dealing with all the rest. And so we're taking a break, procrastinating a little bit. I suppose we get to have a little bit of fun on a Friday evening. That should be a rule, I would think. And so we are just going to talk about some random stuff, kind of just a Johnston family conversation that we'd like to introduce you to. Maggie, you look like you had something to say. Maggie, that's an excellent point, and we appreciate it. The kids had an exciting day today. I got to hear about it a little bit. It unfortunately didn't go quite the way they might have liked. Ziggy, why don't you explain a little bit what today was at school and why it maybe didn't go as well as you thought it might?
So today we had TJO Day, and TJO stands for Trojan Junior Olympics, because our school's mascot is the Trojans, and Sophie before said that she would like to explain this a little bit, so. Okay, then. Basically, we have a bunch of events, and they split us into a bunch of teams, and you get individual scores, and then your individual scores go into your team scores, so it's kind of like the Olympics, in a way. But it started raining at about noon and just didn't really stop for the rest of the day. So everything, all the events in that time got, we didn't get to do them.
Nicholas isn't with us today, or we could get his take on it. He's going to a friend's house up north. We managed to get him to his friend's house after school. We wanted to rush to get him there so he could make the way. And in typical Nicholas fashion, we had to make sure he was prepared. I asked him if he had any money, and he said, yeah, I do. And I asked how much, and he said, oh, I think I have enough. And I said, well, give me an estimate. And he said, I don't know. And I said, come on, just guess. And he said, $8. Apparently, Nicholas thinks he can live off $8. Up north. He's not with us today, then. He's up to enjoy the rain up there instead of down here in Milwaukee. But, Isaiah, what color team was Nicholas on?
He was on the lime green team.
And Ziggy, what team were you on?
Lime green.
And Sophie, what team were you on?
Lime green.
And Anna, what team were you on?
White.
Anna, what team were you on last year? Or was last year not the year when you were the only one not on?
It wasn't the year.
So 2 out of 3 years now that we've been at Milwaukee, all of the Johnstons but Anna have been on the same team. They didn't get team totals probably then today because of the rain, but they might wrap up later. Sophie, why don't you briefly let us know what events you were able to do today?
The long run.
Sophie, why don't you get a little closer and speak loudly?
The long run, we had a shorter run. We did beanbag toss. We did the standing jump.
You got to speak up, Sophie. You did beanbag toss and the standing jump. And I know you can be loud at home because you were throwing a spectacular tantrum before we came here before.
So you want me to scream like I was?
You can if you want. So the beanbag toss and what else?
The long run, the shorter run. Standing, jump, we did throwing a ball, we jump roped.
So you got a lot of events, and what was your best event? What one did you do the best in? And be nice and loud and close to that microphone. You got 4th place in one of them, you said, right?
Yeah, that was the long run.
And you said you weren't ready to start, and or you would have done better?
I would have done better.
Ziggy, get the mic closer to Sophia so we can hear her nice and well here. You would have done better, but?
But I wasn't ready.
And why weren't you ready? What were you doing? You just didn't know the race was about to start?
Yeah, and I was stretching.
Ah, you were stretching. That's very important. Anna, in your best nice loud preaching voice here, what events did you get in and which one did you enjoy best?
My class got the long run in, the throwing thing in, I don't know what it's called, the beanbag toss, jump roping, and the zigzag in the chairs.
What was your favorite event?
Probably the zigzag.
Did you get first place or second or third or fourth in anything?
I got first place in the long run.
Excellent. Sophie looks like she wants to talk again. She's going to be loud and into the mic this time, or else we're going to have to go back to Maggie.
Well, I forgot that I also did the zigzag run. And for the zigzag run, they used chairs, and I was kind of slow because, the chairs weren't that far apart. They were kind of close together.
So it sounds like you ran into some obstacles with that one, but you managed to have some fun. Hopefully they'll be able to finish up TJO Day next week. We'll see. Ziggy, did you have a favorite event of the day?
Probably long run, probably.
What place did you come in for that?
First
place. So you were running against the slow kids, I take it.
No. It was all the boys were in one group and all the girls were in one group. So I got first place in the boys group by 3 seconds.
Excellent. And Maggie, do you have any thoughts on TJO Day that you'd like to share? Excellent, Maggie. I think that is a good thought, and I think we appreciate it. It's very helpful for us. Sophie looks like she wants something. Sophie, what do you want? Sophie needs water, and so I'm going to go ahead and find her some water. She could drink out of the giant bottle of water that we have on the circle table right there, I suppose. School is going to be winding down. We're coming to the end of school now. Do you guys have any field trips or any big things coming up at St. John's? Anna, your hand jumped up. Why don't you go ahead and tell us about it? And Sophie, why don't you wait till you get to the mic before you start jumping around with your hand up? Anna, what do you have going on for the end of school?
It's not a really big field trip. We're just walking to a park for the end of the day, and that's all we're doing.
What park are you going to?
I think Wedgwood.
Wedgwood. You gonna try to score any drugs over there?
No.
No? What grade do you start doing drugs in? I don't know how old you're supposed to be anymore.
I don't know.
Fifth grade, maybe? Sophie, what do you think? What grade should people start doing drugs in?
When they're dead.
When they're dead?
They should never do drugs.
Oh, Sophie, that's a very good message. They should never do drugs. Sophie or Isaiah, do you have anything as the school winds down that you're looking forward to or that you have anything big coming up? Sophie, you look excited, and you're going to be loud right into that mic.
Next week, I think it is, on the 23rd, we're going to the park, too, to have lunch there, and then we're going to go play on it.
Nice. Wedgwood Park or...
I have no idea what park.
And Ziggy, what do you have coming up?
On the second to last day of school, we are going on a fishing field trip. And we might not actually fish. The first part is we're going to learn about different species of fish, I'm pretty sure. And then if it's nice weather, we're going to fish. But
excellent. What are you hoping to catch? What kind of fish?
Well... last year, only one girl got to keep a fish, so I don't really care what I catch, unless it's huge.
What did she do with the fish?
I don't know.
Did she eat it?
I don't stalk her. I'm not a creep.
All right. And Maggie, do you have anything at the end of the year you're excited about? Excellent point, Maggie, and I think we're all excited about that as well. That's a very big thing we're looking forward to. As school winds down for me, hopefully commencement will be tomorrow, and then the rest of my grades are due Monday, and then comes summertime. Summertime, means a couple things in the Johnston house, but especially it means a lot of baseball and softball. Maggie's softball season for high school is winding down to an end, hopefully not too soon, but she has her regionals game coming up on Wednesday. She's been pitching varsity for her high school this year, and as a freshman, it's been a good year for her as she's been pitching against older girls. So we'll hope they pull off a big win in the first round of regionals. Meg, you have any wisdom about that game that you'd like to share? That's the team spirit. I'm very happy to hear that. As baseball and softball is coming up then, Ziggy, you already started some baseball. How would you say the season is going so far for your team?
We are 1-2. I don't know. We had a game on Wednesday.
You're 2-2, homie.
Oh, they counted the game on Wednesday as a win?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know the score of that one. It got rained. There was a bunch of lightning, so we have harder competition this year. So last year we went 35-5. We're not really on track to do that again this year, so
they jumped up to the highest level, I believe, league this year. So they've had league play so far, but it's an exciting team to watch and a fun group of parents and coaches. Ziggy, what position have you been playing the most?
I think I've only played center field in our actual games this year.
Is that your favorite position to play?
Not really.
Not really? What's your favorite position?
Shortstop, because you actually get to do stuff in center field and pretty much just stand there.
Hey, you've been getting a lot of balls out there so far this year. You're doing all right.
No.
Anna, you have softball coming up. We've had plenty of practices, hopefully two scrimmages coming up. No tournaments yet, but what are you excited about for the year? What are your thoughts on the upcoming season?
I don't really know. I don't.
What's your favorite positions to play for the Wolves? Anna plays 10U softball.
Shortstop and sometimes pitcher.
Shortstop and sometimes pitcher. What's your favorite pitch to throw? Fastball or changeup at this point?
Changeup.
Changeup? Very good. Sophie, you are in your first year of softball right now. You've been playing T-ball and now you're in rookie softball. What do you like best about softball so far?
I don't know.
You don't know. We haven't had a game yet, but we've had some practices. Do you like hitting better or do you like fielding better?
I think I like hitting better because I'm better at it.
You're better at hitting?
Yeah.
How many home runs do you think you will hit this year?
I don't know.
You don't know? 50? Do you think 50 home runs? She's thinking. If you try to picture Sophie, she's very tall and strong for her age. She's known as Sophia the Giant. And so with her just imposing muscles, I'm sure she'll be knocking many out. Actually, we call her Mikachu the Tiny. Her middle name is Michael, or we call her Mika. And so it's fun to see her get out there and play the game. And we're looking forward to seeing the rookie softball. What's your team name?
Greenfield Lake Monsters.
The rookie Lake Monsters growing in the game this year. Nick is not here, but I help coach his Hawks team as well. He is playing 13U, and so they've made a jump to the big diamond, and so it's fun to be out with the various kids. Ziggy, you guys have quite the tournament coming up here for Memorial Day. Where will you guys be?
We will be going to the Field of Dreams in Iowa, and it's basically a place where they shot a movie. So,
yeah, cool. You've never seen the movie, I bet, huh?
No.
Yeah,
no.
We should probably show you that. Hopefully that helps with our Iowa demographic. We're still trying to get that up. We've had a big boost from Texas thanks to Pastor Madsen, and we did get some help in Iowa thanks to Dr. Meyer. Sophie, I did want to just briefly ask you, we were discussing earlier when we said we were coming today, I tried bribing you with chocolate almonds and with custard, and you threw just a spectacular temper tantrum, although we did manage to get you in the truck. For kids out there who are wondering just how to throw an effective temper tantrum, do you have any suggestions on how really to pitch a big fit? And you have to get a little lower and right down in the mic, hon. Any advice? Is it flailing around with your arms? You were doing that. Is it the screams, or is it just the constant assertions that your family hates you, okay, or you hate your family?
First of all, you have to scream really loudly. So you have to bring out your loudest scream, and then you have to say you hate your family, and then you have to hit them.
And do you feel bad after your tantrums?
Sometimes.
When you don't feel bad, how do you feel? Be nice and loud and in the mic.
I feel... I feel like I have victory.
Victory? Very interesting. Does it usually end in victory? Do you usually get your way?
Sometimes.
Who are you more likely to get your way with, Mom or Dad?
They're both tied up. They're both. I don't know.
You don't know? Ziggy, you look like you have thoughts.
No, that's a lie. Our mom favors her so much. It's unbelievable.
We better hope that Mom doesn't listen to this. That's a big accusation you're throwing out there, Ziggy. Mm-mm. Anna, you seem to have a thought.
I think it's my dad because it's not my mom. My mom yells at us all more. And Sophie probably enjoys it because in a few episodes ago she said she likes getting mad and getting so she can get other people in trouble.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and step in for my wife here. She does not yell at them nearly as much as Maggie does. Right, Maggie? Very good thoughts, Maggie, and I'm glad you're willing to own up to that. Sophie, you look like you want to say something. You can if you're going to get close in the mic when you say it here.
First of all, when has Maggie ever yelled at us? She doesn't yell at us much. And second of all, I know why Anna says that you let me have my way the most.
Why is that?
Because
be close to the mic, Anna, stop turning it.
You always say the youngest is your girlfriend. And I'm the youngest, so apparently I'm the girlfriend of him, even though I said I don't want to. End of conversation.
Yes, all three girls have at some point been spoiled as my girlfriend when they were young. The relationship with Sophie more involves demands now than any sweet moments or things of that nature. As we get ready to wind up, we don't want to be going too long today for this Winging It session. I did learn something new today when we were waiting to get everything set up to record. Ziggy was looking at Sophie's Kindle and discovered a whole new genre of YouTube videos that I didn't know existed. Ziggy, would you like to explain a little bit what you discovered?
Sophie likes to watch toy review videos and people dressed up as Disney princesses with lots of makeup on. Trust me, it's incredible.
Anna, why don't you explain a little bit more specifically what we mean?
Okay. Not only as Disney princesses, but as characters, and they put all this face paint on, and they call it rapping, but they're just singing. They're not even rapping.
Yeah, we're getting a princess rap battle. Sophie, yeah, do you want to say something about this? You got to be in the mic and don't play with it, you guys.
First of all, that's all I can find that is even possible to like. The other stuff, it's hard for me to sleep with.
It's
end of conversation.
No, Sophie, you can't.
Very interesting. We'll just let that hang there, Anna. Don't worry about it. I think with that said, we've covered a lot today. We're looking forward to our upcoming episodes. We'll be recording this weekend, one on the Ascension and then one on the Festival of Pentecost, which the church will be celebrating in the next couple weeks coming up. Maggie, do you have any thoughts just to wrap up the podcast that you'd like to share with us? I think that's very helpful, and I'm sure the audience appreciates it. That being said, as we get back to some of our end-of-school work and we get ready, I suppose, to maybe get some custard or something on the way home, what is it, you guys, that's all we can do even as school is winding down and summer is about to begin?
Let the bird fly!
Every evening when the sun goes down. Get with my party and I begin to cry. I don't care what the people are thinking.